thing, you know, you get back out there last week, and then all of a sudden you're shaking off the rust, and then boom, you got a bye week. You think you're going to be able to kind of pick up and keep moving?
Yeah, you know, you hope that you can pick up right where you left off. A couple of weeks ago, I think it was good for us as a team to have the opportunity to kind of let our bodies rest. And, you know, it's 10 weeks. Really, if you count the preseason, it's 14 weeks. And that's a lot of pounding on your body. So physically, I think it's good for guys. And then mentally, just to be able to take 2 or 3 days, get away from it a little bit, come back refreshed, I think it's always a benefit for you.
How much did it help you to actually get to play against the Dolphins right before the bye and not be coming into this thing cold now off the bye?
You know, I think it was great. I thought as a team, we were able to kind of really address some of the things that we had struggled with in weeks past. And for me personally, it allowed, like you said, the opportunity to get out and be in live action again. And, you know, it was good.
Did you feel rusty at all coming in? And I guess all that going to be behind you this week?
No, I didn't really feel rusty. I didn't feel like I wasn't prepared. I felt confident. I felt good. And, you know, after watching the game, I feel the same way.
Do you feel re-energized after the week off?
Yeah, I think you always do. You know, like I said, you get the opportunity to spend some time with family, do whatever you need to recharge your battery and come back, and that's your goal when you come back from a bye is to feel like, hey, we only got 6 weeks left, that's no problem. And then, you know, who knows what happens after that.
Compared to how you felt heading into the last Dolphins game to now, physically, how much better do you feel, if at all?
You know, I think that I told you guys last week the doctors and the training staff told me they'd allow me to play when they were as confident with my shoulder as they were going to be. And so I think, you know, it not because it's not getting better or it's not getting stronger, but for the sheer fact that they let me come back in when I was able to feel like I was at full strength. So I don't feel any different than I did last week, and I don't expect to as the weeks go on.
You still have rehab responsibilities, though?
Yeah, there's still things that I do, you know, to help myself out. But, you know, it's not as probably as heavily intense as it was for those 5 or 6 weeks.
Jake, Mike Munchak said the other day that the message to the team was, let's get on a run here. How much do you feel like you and the rest of the team are taking that to heart and ready to make that run?
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're able to create some momentum for ourselves 2 weeks ago and just play a really crisp football game. You know, it wasn't outstanding by one individual or anything like that. I think it was a great team effort, and we did what we preach doing offensively, defensively, and in special teams, and it allowed us to play a really crisp game. And I think as long as we can focus on that and keep it simple like that and take it one game at a time, you give yourself that opportunity.
How welcome was that defensive performance by you guys on defense against the Dolphins? In fact, they did something they hadn't had a lot of success doing this year, creating turnovers.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it obviously offensively puts you in great field position, allows you to have the opportunity to score quick points and really kind of jump on them. And anytime you're able to do that, I think it really swings the game in your favor.
Who are you better at now this year compared to maybe last year after, you know, the stretch of games you played?
I think that just understanding where I can get rid of the ball, and even if that's out of bounds, not trying to force a ball into a window or an area where it has a better chance of turning out bad than it does good. And I thought that we were able to do a good job of that last week and, you know, hope to continue that going forward.
Jags have kind of been hurt by guys who, you know, quarterbacks who are able to move around and run on them a bit. Is that one of the things that, you know, maybe you can, as you did in Miami, take advantage of?
Again, you know, it's not something that I'm looking to do, but when the opportunity presents itself, and try not to shy away from it. And, you know, I understand that that's one of my strengths and one of the things that they have to account for. And if they're not going to, then, yeah, you hope to try and hurt them with it a little bit.
Is there a little bit of an adrenaline rush when you do take off, especially on the play where you fell down in Miami and then just kind of got up running? I mean, what threw your head on that play itself?
Well, that's how we designed it. You guys didn't know? No, but, yeah, you know, at that point I fell down, and I didn't feel like there was anybody right in my vicinity. You know, it was a pass play, so we had protection up front, and So I got up and just, you know, basically tried not to make it a negative play. I was just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, you know, put it behind us and see if we couldn't convert on the next down. But was able to find a crease, and they kind of manned up downfield and with the receivers and gave me a running lane and opportunity to turn it into a positive play.
How does your shoulder feel, and how much did it help rehabbing it during the bye
week? It feels great. You know, like I said, it doesn't feel any better, any worse than it did going into the Miami game. I feel very confident in it. It feels very strong, and you know, I expect it to be that way the rest of the year.
Were you pretty close with Gabbert during the draft process, and have you been able to talk with him the past couple of weeks since you guys went through the same type of injury?
No, I haven't talked to him. You know, you go through obviously a lot of the same things when you're going through the draft process. Just found out today actually that they put him on IR for the year. But you know, I wish him a speedy recovery and hope that it all works out well for him. You know, you hate to see guys injured anywhere across the league, and you just hope that they have the opportunity to come back and be at full strength at some point, you know, it's fast for him.
Does that kind of show your toughness that you've been able to make it back with this injury? He's on IR.
I don't know all the details of what he has. I'm not gonna stand here and say that. No.
It's a working holiday for you guys tomorrow. What are the plans for the lockers on Thanksgiving?
Just going to have a little turkey at our house and hang out and spend time with family.
Thanks.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.